I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
People speeding through your neighborhood, man. When you got little kids, that's a tough deal. And we've had stories in the past here on I Can't Believe It's News about, remember one story about a woman, I think her husband helped her, or they built a speed bump is what they did. And they were told that you can't do that. You can't build this. And then they had to take the speed bump down, take the speed bump out. So you can't do that. Maybe you could try what Grandma Patty in Montana did.
All right.
She had enough of people speeding around her rural neighborhood. So, and she's got grandkids, and then there's other folks with kids.
Hey, we live a mile down a gravel road or so, and sometimes people think they get on the gravel. The laws don't apply, and they start ripping down there.
Well, so Grandma Patty, that's not safe. So she took matters into her own hands. Now, Grandma Patty, she's got a little extra time on her hands, so she can do this. She got herself a lawn chair, and she sat out on the side of the road near where everybody's been ripping down the road, and she held a hairdryer in her hand.
It looked like a radar gun.
Yes. And people thought when they would see her with the hairdryer, which was pointed at the vehicles, mm-hmm. they either thought, hey, that's a radar, or that woman is insane. I better slow down so I don't pick her off. But regardless, it has worked. The people have slowed down in the neighborhood, and Grandma Patty said, you know, we were talking about something that would help, so I just got me a chair, and I've used the hair dryer, and it seems to work out. And the police department in that area heard about it, Montana Highway Patrol, actually. They went out there, and they took a picture of Grandma Patty sitting in her chair holding her hair dryer, and they put it out on their site saying, hey, whatever it takes, mm-hmm. slow down.
Traffic has slowed down quite a bit on the Sid Buchwald Bridge in the city of Saskatoon. The bridge is now partially closed and remains on a schedule to reopen to traffic at the end of October. They're doing some bridge work right now on the Sid Buchwald Bridge, and it's going to cost $800,000 to get this part of the bridge ready to go. John, construction crews first had to remove 2,300 pigeons from the bridge. 2,300 pigeons. They were all euthanized, sorry to say. And then they had to clean up the 1.4 million pounds of bird poop on this bridge. They said there was so much bird poop, they said the pigeons, as well as their droppings, needed to be removed because the added weight could potentially compromise the structure of the bridge.
Wow.
And posed a health risk to the city. 1.4 million pounds of bird poop. The crews are removing, you know, lanes and doing things. They're all doing all once over on this bridge. But that was the first thing they had to do, was remove all that stuff.
And the birds live in there, too, or they just go by there and crap on it?
Well, no, they've been roosting up in there. And so now one of the things that they're doing is preparing, you know, roosting up in there, they're putting anti-roosting devices or whatever keep them from up there. And they said the walkways underneath there are being cleaned, and, like, you know, people will be able to walk this bridge again, because before you just absolutely couldn't.
Yeah, how smart are pigeons? If they're crapping where they're living, you'd think they'd go find another bridge. We live on this bridge. We don't crap on this bridge. We fly over to the other bridge, and that's where we
so much
we do
poop,
our business.
It was damaging the bridge's stability.
Okay, if you were going to go joyride and you're going to steal a vehicle to joyride, what are you going to take? You know, maybe a Mustang. Go find a Trans Am, a Camaro, something like that.
Good American iron.
Whatever you want there. Not if you're 30-year-old Zachary Anderson from Livingston, Louisiana. He's got something else in mind. Not one, but two school buses for his joyriding.
I saw this dude.
30-year-old who got arrested on Wednesday. This guy was caught on surveillance footage inside the bus. They got video of him in the bus. Drove one bus around, then parked it in its original location and said, that was fun. I got to go get another.
Yeah.
Let's see if the other one's got a little more horsepower. Let's see what the next one can do. So he took that one around, and
they had the cameras on him the whole time.
Yeah, they aren't sure exactly what his motive was there.
I can't believe it's news.
Stealing school buses.
They did. He did have some beers or some alcohol of some kind in the second one, they said.
What's the time? School buses probably can't do. They probably don't make them to do anything more than.
Well, they got to do 50 or 60 there on the freeway.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Well, I don't know.
That's
they,
it.
They get on
you
the freeway.
Get into a high-speed chase with police, you're done. You're done for there.
Well, they don't have seatbelts. You can't go too fast.
That's right.